Hello, and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah. Welcome to another lesson of the course of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. This is Pastor Deborah, your teacher, for this lesson, lesson number 11, to learn more about yourself and others. In this lesson, lesson number 11, we are going to just begin to teach on a deep subject. How are the soul's subconsciousness and the forever person connected in this kingdom within? It's three-part system, a physical body, soul, and its forever person. So let's begin. First, this eternal kingdom is all one, all connected to each other in deep unseen connections. For all are as one, yet they are distinct from each other. Yet all are in one, a part of one kingdom within. Yes, all of humanity are in this state of connectiveness, and all are in an eternal kingdom within, with the king ruling and reigning all three parts of this kingdom. Connections are vital, as all humans know. They are how we communicate with each other and how we maintain our relationships. Connections can be healthy or unhealthy. Well, how do you make these personal connections? Such a good question to be asking. To help you learn about the connection between the soul's subconsciousness and the forever person, as was in the very beginning of the birth of the soul, and its purpose of being a helpmate to the forever person. Keep listening. Yes, the birth and purpose of the soul was to be a servant, a helpmate to the king of the system, the forever person. How was this done? By a marriage between the two. Two would become one. One a king, and the other, the soul, its helpmate. One to rule, one to help. This was the original pattern for the two. Two would become one. Two separate and distinct parts, yet they would work as one within to be one representative of the heart and the mind of the forever person. The forever person was the one living in the unseen realm of the eternal realm of the spirit, ruling and reigning from the position of a righteous king and Lord on earth out to the soul, its helpmate, who then would transmit the orders, knowledge, and light out to the physical body. And the physical body would be in the realm of the natural and would express the desires of the forever person to the world on earth as related to it from the soul. A well-run connection of three in one. A kingdom of a human. Well, in a marriage, there are not only verbal communications, but non-verbal, and many behavioral communications as well. And then there is the very deep and intimate communications of the deepest parts of the two. The forever person and its helpmate were to be one, intimate in their communications and connections. Gates of entry were opened through this marriage, and the soul was to be the carrier of words, thoughts, desires of the forever person, and to transmit them out to the physical body, to carry out for all to see and to know the heart and thoughts of the forever person. The soul would be the bearer of the expressions and concepts, the ideas, the feelings and knowledge of the forever person to the physical body and out to all the earth's creatures, and would provide the system of government to all the earth from a kingdom perspective. The forever person, the righteous king and ruler, the protector and source of all that was to be in and of the kingdom of three, was to be a shepherd of all, a king of protection, a warrior to fight and defend the system and the world on earth, the realm of the spirit and the realm of the natural. The forever person was to be obeyed and assisted by the soul and the physical body. Gates and doors would be opened between the forever person and its helpmate due to their deep and personal intimacy of being married, one with each other, as we see in an earthly marriage. Two were to be one voice, one in actions, one in purpose, one in deeds, one in authority and dominion, one in all respects, except the soul and its subconsciousness was to be the helpmate to the forever person. Ties and bonds of love were to be the gates and doors, the vows of love to each other, and through these gates of deep intimacy would flow all knowledge, light, joy, peace, and love that all would live by and be nourished by. Connections were always the plan, the pattern. But when the soul stepped out of its role as helpmate and took the role of king and ruler and led the forever person to go against known laws given to them to obey, the soul became the king and the forever person became the tail, the servant. Yet the intimate connections were still there and in operation as intended. Yet the roles of the two were reversed. Doors and gates now were used to enslave the forever person, to keep it from its purposes, to forbid it from trying to take back its rightful place of rulership. Doors and gates now had keys and locks between the two, and were used only when the soul wanted to punish, torment, attack, hurt, abuse, and bully the forever person, or wanted the gifts, the powers, and the abilities of the forever person for itself. Connection and intimacy was now perverted, being abused and not in a healthy state. The forever person was now held captive behind the doors of connection and intimacy as a prisoner to the soul's subconsciousness and its desires, its lust, and its thoughts. Yet all were now in great ignorance, filled with darkness and unhealthy. But there was a glimmer of hope, a candle's light, out in the deep darkness for them both, if they could see it and find it. But that's for another lesson. So this lesson of mental health and the forever person, 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, a new math, has just opened up new concepts to you to ponder and think about. Do some research here in the School of Light and other places for more in-depth lessons about this topic and grow and learn. There is hope for your kingdom within to be healed from all of its unhealthy mental health issues, from its sicknesses and diseases due to a lack of peace and prosperity of the kingdom. And there is hope for restoration back to the original blueprints for them to be restored. So have hope. Not all is lost and not able to be healed and restored. And that ends this lesson, lesson number 11. And it has been my honor to bring this basic lesson to you here in the School of Light. Come again to the School of Light and continue to grow and learn. The next lesson of mental health and the forever person will be lesson number 12, entitled, How Does the Unhealthy Kingdom Within Affect You and Others? Until the next lesson, love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, the teacher of the School of Light of Agape Love, Love Is Here's Global Teaching Ministries. See you in the next lesson.